It's the day after announcing sweeping and immediate changes to her country's gun laws. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern will again travel to Christchurch for a day of mourning and remembrance. The call to prayer will be broadcast live on national television and radio, followed by a two-minute silence. The Northern Territory is bracing for winds gusting up to 275 kilometres an hour when Cyclone Trevor makes landfall tomorrow. A state of emergency has already been declared, with thousands being moved in the biggest mass evacuation since Cyclone Tracy in 1974. Meanwhile, Tropical Cyclone Veronica continues to track towards the Pilbara coast in Western Australia. The Bureau of Meteorology says the cyclone is expected to develop into a Category 5 system over the weekend. In a major shift in US policy, President Donald Trump has announced America will formally recognize Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Syria has consistently sought to regain sovereignty over the region that was seized by Israel in 1967. European leaders have agreed to a short extension on Britain's departure from the European Union, but only until May. It's also conditional on British MPs approving the deal negotiated by Prime Minister Theresa May, who had asked for a 3-month extension until the end of June.